Time now for another Future Sox podcast, and joining me on Skype, it is Will Kincannon. Will, how are you doing today, man?
I'm doing well, I just watched my Illini basketball team get a win against Rutgers, so it's always a good start to the day, and now just relaxing.
Yeah, Purdue scored 37 points against them the other night, so that was pretty cool.
I was pretty tuned in. I was thinking about you during that, too, so... I know you were hurting watching that.
It's funny because, you know, there's been a couple games this season where it's just been like, I don't even want to think. Like the Nebraska game Purdue lost. Penny, get down. That Nebraska game they lost, and then that Illinois game, I just like, it's like, I feel like it didn't even happen because it was a weird, it was like it was a Sunday night game, and it was late, and it was just like, just get this stupid game over with. I need to go to bed. Okay, get out of here.
Yeah.
Just need to go to bed, and then second half. That was they haven't scored that few points I think since like 1970 something. So I mean, it was bad.
Yeah, that was a bad offensive performance for sure.
Speaking of bad offensive performances, I know you're a Bulls fan too.
Tough.
What are we ever going to do?
Man, I'm not gonna try to play GM, but I mean they need to make some moves. I don't want to call any specific guys up, but I think the only guy that could really get a bucket at any given time is Zach LaVine or if Kobe White's hot. But besides that, offensively, they're a mess. And
it's so bad.
Defensively, they play hard, but like they are so weak on the glass. So, I mean, they got a lot of problems. They're not very good, obviously. So it's frustrating to watch.
They're bad. And especially now with Wendell Carter being out,
being hurt. Yeah,
nothing on the glass. Like, I just. That game against Pacers
Miles Turner had a career night last night, so that's when you know.
Yeah, I mean, just they're a disaster. I just got done talking to Cade, and we were talking about Mitch at the end. And speaking of other disasters in Chicago sports, it's just it's a rough time. So
yeah, it was. That was a rough Bears season. That wasn't fun. That wasn't fun at all.
It wasn't
what we expected. That's for sure.
No, I mean, you know, the record you think 8-8. You know, that's you think about all those other years you won 3, 4, 5 games, but with Super Bowl aspirations or expectations, I mean, that's why it was so rough.
Yep. And then they get to, I think, 4-2 at one point. You're like, all right, they're starting to turn around and they go on a 3-game skid.
Ugh.
That London game kind of set the tone for the rest of the season.
I think with Josh Jacobs.
Once we went down against them, it wasn't going to be good with their remaining schedule for sure.
Exactly. All right, let's get into you and some Sox talk. You're at home. You just threw a pen. You're hanging out this off season, getting some stuff done. So what exactly are you working on this off season to get ready for next year?
Same thing every off season, man. Yeah. Just being more consistent with everything I'm doing. Trying to get stronger, get my body in better shape. Always trying to improve, obviously, your strengths and things like that. Work on things you're not as good at. Then just going into spring training healthy and ready to go. Like I said, just like once I get there, being as consistent as I was last year and building on last year, and obviously just continue to put in good thoughts in people's minds and that they could trust me in late games. So
last year you pitched in 42 games, which is almost as many games as you pitched in the previous two seasons combined. No, I know.
Yeah.
So, but I know in 2017 you also had your college season, so that doesn't really.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you pitched a lot then, but in terms of the minor league season, 42, you pitched 47 in the last two combined. So, I mean, how was the stamina? I guess.
I mean, the big thing for me was I think my first year I had that injury before I got to Kannapolis and. It kind of set me back for the whole season, to be honest with you. But it's something I dealt with, and I feel like there was times where I pitched as good as I was capable of, but I wasn't consistent enough. Last year, I was just healthy from the get-go, which was the big key for me. And like I said, being a starter in college, that was the big thing was going to the bullpen and really figuring out a routine that can make me successful. So now that I feel like I really have something I'm used to and I could get fired up and hot quick instead of like taking my long routine. It really helped me do the transition, to the bullpen.
So is that something that, how did that all come about? I mean, obviously everybody wants to be a starter and all this other good stuff, but how did your transition, how did that come about?
I mean, they drafted me as a starter, but I mean, we didn't really even discuss any of that. It was just more like, they were picking the starter out of Indiana State, and then they just put me right in the bullpen ever since then. I've been there. I guess that's where they think my stuff plays up. And basically, I mean, I'm basically, for the most part, sinker slider, a little bit of a curveball, but they like, just go at them with your best stuff instead of thinking about, like, really trying to, like, dot corners for 7 innings. Just go at them with your best stuff and attack hitters. So, I mean, it's fun. I've gotten used to it. I really enjoy it, being games late, close games that are very meaningful. So, I like it.
So, give me a game last year or maybe a couple situations or something that really stood out to you. I guess something that – so I guess a few memories, I guess, from last season, some of your favorite moments.
Poof. Let me think.
Yeah, I didn't tell you about this when we went over the rundown.
I came to a game and like bases loaded one out and I got out of it in a big spot. We're down like I think we're up one. So I mean it's always good to like pick up a starting pitcher that you left his guys out there and you don't let them go in, so you kind of save his numbers as well. It's always good to pick up a guy. It's always a good feeling because I mean you also obviously have games where you leave runners out there too and right. You need other guys to pick you up. So. It's always good to be there for your teammate, and that's something that sticks out. I think it was against like Myrtle Beach, but yeah, I got out of the base of the jam, so that was fun. So that sticks out.
Going back to I'm all over the place here, but going back to your getting to Indiana State, I think wasn't that like a unique situation for you? We talked about it before, but tell everyone how you got there again.
Yeah, it was very, very hectic for sure. I went to D1, then I went to JUCO, and then I got drafted by the Dodgers my sophomore year out of JUCO. And then I was thinking about signing, decided not to sign, and then I was going to go to Indiana State. But then I, like, last second, they're like, you need to get, like, these credit hours done. So then I'm like, oh, wow, like, because I had to get my associate's degree right before I leave. I thought I was already in line for it. There's some misunderstanding. So then I had to do a bunch of credit hours. I think it was like 18 credit hours in the summer, 21 credit hours, something like that, just to get to Indiana State. And then, like, so basically that whole summer I was just basically doing school and, like, working out and throwing and just school. So finally got all those credit hours done, got the degree, and then I went right to Indiana State in the fall and obviously started to compete for a rotation spot. But, yeah, it was definitely, like, hectic. It wasn't a fun summer, but – I think I made a really good decision going to Indiana State. I learned a lot that I didn't have to deal with in JUCO as far as facing better competition and learning how to hold guys on and things like that, learning how to actually pitch instead of throw. So I'm happy I did.
So this upcoming season, we've got about like a month, I guess, till pitchers and catchers report. You know, I've seen
– I'll be there in 3 weeks of the day.
3 weeks, wow.
February 1st, I'll be there.
Wow, that's – I feel like – I can't believe it's already the middle of January. I mean, not quite the middle of January, but, you know, Monday or Tuesday, you get the middle of January. It's just crazy how the holiday season just flies by.
Yeah, it comes quick. It definitely comes quick. But, I mean, it's exciting. You can't complain about it. I mean, I'm looking forward to getting out in Arizona and seeing the guys. Obviously, got a lot of buddies. Can't wait to see them and get to work. So,
what do you think about all these moves the Sox are making? I mean, that has to be awesome for you guys that are in the system, you know, to see like, hey, it's time to go right now.
Yep. You just, you hope you'd be a part of it, you know, sometime soon. I mean, the moves are making it great. They have a lot of great acquisitions. Obviously you got Keuchel and Grandel and Aaron Cassio, and then you sign Luis Robert long-term, who I think is obviously a stud. So, I mean, they've made some great moves. They show that they're really in contention this year and, for plenty of years to come. So it's definitely exciting to be a part of this organization right now.
So you, if I'm not mistaken, I think, I'm trying to think back to June of 18 when Robert made his debut with Kannapolis. You were there still, right?
Yeah, I was. I just got there. It was funny. I just got there because I was off the injured list or whatever. But, yeah, I just got there. And, I mean, that guy is just a different animal, man. He's a video game player. He really is. He's a joke. He's so good. He does everything well. It's like off the charts. So
he's like, you know, that year when I was in North Carolina in 18, you know, he was injured here and there. And so I didn't really get to see him maybe, I don't know what, half dozen games, but it was just like every single time he took the field, it was just like, there isn't anybody else on this field, a position player that belongs on the same field as him.
He athletically, he's just different than everyone else, man. He's just built different. I mean, fast, strong, I mean, fast twitch. I mean, he's got everything you could want athletically. He definitely is in the top of the top baseball athletes, probably in the game, top to bottom. So he just looks different out there. He kind of just floats and flies around the field. It's fun to watch, that's for sure.
White Sox fans are in for a treat this once opening day arrives here late March. It's gonna be fun. All right, so your goals here. You're going to spring training, or you're getting ready to go here in 3 weeks. Birmingham is your start. Is that what you're hoping? What have they kind of told you? What's going on with that?
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for. I mean, I don't really know their plans about sending people. Obviously, I'm going to try to go in there prepared and earn that spot in Birmingham. But yeah, I'm just trying to go in there prepared and compete and have obviously my stuff and things like that, and just attack hitters and obviously get ready to go in April. So yeah, I mean, they haven't told us anything as far as roster moves, but
okay.
Obviously when you go to spring training, you're there, you're competing for jobs, and you just gotta come ready to go.
All right, man, last thing, what's your biggest goal this season going into 2020?
Just be consistent. Obviously I want to dominate. Like, that's my goal.
Yeah.
Every time I go out there, dominate hitters. And, obviously everyone wants to get promoted and move up and get there quicker. Obviously that's not in my hands. Obviously I'd like to do that. But I want to put myself in the position where the higher ups and things like that have to, I almost force their hand to do that, so that I'm pitching so well. So, and then, obviously just wherever I'm at, I want to win. So all those things all together combined into one.
All right, Will, I appreciate your time, man. 3 weeks. You got three more weeks to get to spring training.
Sir.
So
yes, sir.
We thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you soon, all right? Thank you so much.
Appreciate it, Clint. Thank you.
All right, it's Will Kincannon on another Future Sox podcast.